Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the morning meeting. Building John Boy Media. My name's Jimmy. Here with me is Matthew, and he is wearing jeans and maroon shoes and a quarter zip with maroon shirt, and your hair looks nice.
Thanks.
That felt like it meant a lot to you.
You can ask Jake why. Jake complimented my hair yesterday, and so now I feel like you did today, unknowing that he did, and now.
Did you do anything different?
No. I mean, I'm not putting gel in it at the moment. Nice. Maybe that's it.
We got some topics on the docket today. Our big live event is coming up this weekend. We had a nice plateau reaching. That's when you start a sentence and you have to figure out how to get all the verses and get it right. We had a nice plateau reaching.
Mm-hmm.
I got it there, but wasn't correct. For Jumbo Media Football, we got Ice had a big one. We did a lot. We did like a whole war room planning session, and we got questions from you guys. So that's maybe some JM Entertainment brainstorming as well.
Maybe.
Intro music. We don't have any.
No, but normally when we do the intro music, we tell people to go to Billy's.
Okay. Here's the intro music. Play some, Rob, play some real cool licensing-free music. All of John Boy Media will be at Billy's Bar in the Bronx this Sunday, October 1st, for a little early afternoon playoff drama. We have over 150, I think a little decently over that, tickets have been sent out for the event, so I'm very excited about that. Baggage, myself and Jake are playing in the play-in game versus Hookline Stinkers, round one. Then there will be two semifinal games and a championship. The whole thing will be live streamed on YouTube if you're out of town. But if you're in town and have access to the subway, or, you know, just go over the GW or down from Connecticut, Billy's is right there. It's a whole huge venue. Our whole team's been at Billy's, or is going to be at Billy's today and the rest of the way, building our warehouse set. We will be playing inside the bar. There are early access tickets where you can come early, meet and greet, be part of content, be it ref guests or Baseball Connect. Also put your name in a hat to be part of, to come on the field and mess around with us during warmups or throw out the first pitch to the games. Peter Moylan will be there doing color commentary. Did I say that on all of them?
No.
I'm very excited about that. And it's our first time ever doing something like this. So most importantly, to everyone that has already purchased tickets and is coming, we're so thankful, so grateful, and also relying on you to make it an awesome time so that people see it and they say, hey, I want to do this again. And then we can keep growing these things bigger and bigger and bigger. I started thinking about that recently, Matt, like, when we have 30 people, how many people do you think were in the stands for Blitzball Battle 3?
Oh,
20?
No, I think more than that. 15 per, so 30.
Okay, yeah, around there. And it got really loud. Now, granted, that's an echoey warehouse, but it got really loud. If the people that come, if we can treat it like a TV show almost, and I can say, hey, fake like
excitement.
Cheer and excitement until it's real, because that's what I always tell people that join the warehouse. The pressure that will be put upon the players is going to be like, we're going to be all scared shitless.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
I'm like half nervous, and it's because we're not going to be able to practice it, of the commentators' mics just picking every noise up. Like, people in the live chat last week were sometimes not completely happy with the like banging on the bleachers from the bats, and there was a crowd of 8 people maybe, so, you know, a crowd of what could end up being 200 people. I'm very curious. We need like those, you know, like soccer games, British commentators have the
they call them like lip ticklers.
Yeah,
those mics.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, in the warehouse, Mikey has the strike zone mic'd up.
Yeah, that is a difference.
And so, and a lot of house mics, so we can just, you know, really mute the house mics, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The whole crew packed up the warehouse the other day. Mike DeLeon, our warehouse guy, has been all over it, building the plan. And then they're going today. Sam's at the warehouse today. So tomorrow they're bringing the stuff to Billy's. Mm-hmm. Friday, the players are going because we have to figure out the ground rules.
Yeah, it's an all hands day Friday.
And then Saturday morning is also all hands, and we're going to do a little test broadcast.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I'm very excited. As Jimmy said, if you're in, you know, within driving distance or subway distance, we'd love to see you there. Say hello. Obviously, Blitzball is the main event, but I just enjoy these events for the, you know, hour before and half an hour after or whatever, where we get to say hello to everybody.
Yeah. What was I going to say? There's something along the lines of this stuff. I got distracted, but shit. Billy's playing, Moylan, crowd noise, packing up the warehouse. I don't know. I was going to say something. I totally blanking.
Well, related note, Daniel Elliott did ask last week that he lives far away, so he won't be able to be there. But how did we get it to a point where we know that Billy's works? I know you mentioned you did like a 3D scan of the warehouse to build it or something, right? Can you talk about how you made the warehouse field layout inside of Billy's?
Oh, I thought you meant the internet at first. Billy's is huge. So Billy's was a stage theater back in the day. So I don't know if you've been there, you can probably visualize it. Like there's, when you walk in, there's a giant brick wall. So that was like the stage. And then there's an upstairs, which our crowd will be up there in like the home run area and foul ball. There'll be two-tiered seating for the event. And upstairs, that's like the mezzanine, like the Lincoln seats and stuff. So it's really, really big, really tall. So we knew that it's bigger than the warehouse. So we knew that was going, knew it was going to fit. We just had to figure it out. There's some real funkiness to it. Like the foul, the dimensions of balls in the air is going to be wider as far as like the foul lines than on the ground. Because grounders is actually like a really tight. So if you hit it on the ground, it's going to be much more narrow than in our warehouse because there's a bar in by first base. Mm-hmm. If you like bloop it, that bar is going to be closed and we're going to box off the TVs that are above it and they're going to take all the alcohol. So if you like bloop one into that bar, it's like a weird spot or a player is going to make like a crazy attempt at a jumping over the sliding on the bar and catching it. I don't know. You can also ricochet balls off of the brick. So I don't know. It's kind of natural when you see it. Yep. And it was also, it was nice because like we thought about it's a square. And if you put home plate in the corner, you get like all of the second level as the outfield. But to make it so easy to take like our camera setup and our wiring, we're using the same way we use the square at the warehouse.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a big feat. There's going to be less cameras than our usual production. So there's like downgrades, but it's live and there should be live audience. So I don't know. Should be a ton of fun. I remember what I was going to say. I was talking about the test broadcast on Saturday. And did you hear, probably because I sat next to you yesterday, the most recent idea of the Patreon or the, or like the, I might not use Patreon, but like a
paid platform
access
paywall
thing? Because we started thinking about that because we have like a bunch of watch-ins that we can't post in full on YouTube, but we want to do them because they make for good shorts and they make for good, like even if they dice them up to YouTube clips, they're good. And then on social medias are good, like watching Seventh Heaven and watching Dating Naked. But Dating Naked people loved, but it got age restricted.
So yeah, no one can't. Watched it.
So we were like, well, what if we made a Patreon again to give them like some of this stuff? And then I thought that because the hardest thing about a Patreon, which we had, was you just feel so guilty to give so much to the people that are supporting you. But I have the idea, and if this happens, it won't be for like a while, but to do some, like if when we get a website, some behind the scenes access, and I would give them all our test broadcasts because we're always sending it to the office to get people in there to just watch and chat. But I would give them like test broadcast Saturday at Billy's, like tune in. you're really getting like behind the scenes.
Very. We would have to tell the people there to that know this is going out. I mean, the first Blitzball Blitz test stream, Kenobio just said like the warehouse address. It's like, yeah, oh, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah, we'd have to change it a little bit.
Yeah.
But also like we're testing the JM live radio show right now, like that. Mm-hmm. Then we get some feedback from people that enjoy what we do.
Any new shows.
Yeah, any new shows we'd throw up their test. So I'm not like pining for a subscription model. We had one, we got rid of it because I always felt weird about that. Like we're doing well now. So it wouldn't be, it would just allow us to do things that I think people would enjoy with the watch and stuff that we can't do. And then also we have a bunch of test streams and test broadcasts that get unseen. No one sees them. Yeah. So if there's people that would be interested in that, I don't know what the price point would be, but that's a new idea that I had him rattling around in my head.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
The other aspect that Billy's is kind of now in the warehouse, we also did the 2024 plan, which was a nice little Friday activity for you, Sam, and I.
Goodness.
How
long were we in that room for? 10 to 3?
Probably.
Went in there at 9. It was supposed to be 9:30 start, but I walked in at 9:46. I remember that. And then I had two meetings that I didn't really know about that took place in the conference room. So Courtney came in and you guys had a meeting. You guys came back in and then Courtney came back in. I was like, I have another meeting with Jimmy here. And then you.
Yeah.
So I was in there.
You were in there the whole
from
time.
The whole time from 9:46 to like 3. And man, that place is a trap. Anyway, we have the entire warehouse. We posted it like the calendar planned out. The record dates, the release dates, and the editor schedule week by week from November of this year until like August of next year. We didn't do the live, but there is no, well, we should do like clips and shit, but that is a huge endeavor. There's so many moving parts to that. So Sam did a lot of the early heavy lifting with getting like Rose and Trev's calendar and all that planning. But there's so many elements that go into that of, okay, we need to film this here. Then we need X amount of time before it gets released because it takes long to edit and it needs to be sold. So we have a franchise series releasing once a quarter next year. And then we have another league that hasn't been announced yet that will be going on for the first half and then live. So it's a lot. We're going to do a whole announcement video come like January. But I think that was an awesome feeling. Like, I kind of want to find that somewhere else to have the whole year planned. I don't know if we have anywhere else. Like, talking baseball, talking Yanks, we kind of know that. But, yeah, that's a nice feeling.
Yeah. That was the plan with JM Entertainment, to have that same model. Obviously, we have to rethink it a little bit. And let's push that conversation because it's kind of an extra conversation that isn't time pressing. But you mentioned Rose and Trev. Ben Meyer asked last week, are Rose and Trev considered full-time employees or just employed on a show-to-show basis? And 9 people liked the comment, so people want to know.
Well, technically they're contractors, I believe. But they're on deals. Like, we just re-signed Rose to a specific length, like, deal. And part of that is to do, you know, X and X, Baseball Today, Rose Rotation, warehouse events. And then, like, there's always end to build more. Like, he wants to build football stuff. So Rose is great. He's always adding more. And Trev is talking Baseball Today,
warehouse
stuff. And Trev is always into, like, do more and mess around. So they are full-time employees.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like the technically, I think technically they're contractors, but they're basically full-time employees.
Yeah. Calling them contractors feels like less than what they actually are.
Yeah. I think it's just the way. Yeah. That's just the way the payroll is organized.
Yeah.
is that way for other reasons. But, yeah, they're locked in. They're all in. They've both been, like, crucial, vital to, like, success and kind of, like, that go mode. Like, they both had it.
Yeah.
Which has been awesome.
Yeah, and I don't think that there's any specific plans to fly them out for any Talkin' Baseball playoff streams, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't know where we're at budget-wise. We spent a lot of our budget in Q1 this year, so we've been operating just very kind of like conservatively in Q4.
Yeah.
So... And they're coming out in November.
Right.
Coming out in early November for the next tournament to film that in the warehouse. So I don't think so.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
But the plan is to live stream every day almost.
Yeah. That's another one that Sam built the whole schedule out for the playoffs. I wonder what she has that called. Playoff live streams? Postseason?
I don't think I've been shared on it. I would just search live stream into Docs or live.
Yeah, she has the whole like full schedule of it and like who's going to be on the main chairs and like background people.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake's going to be there for like all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I know that this is something that Jake really likes. He likes to... You know, it's the end of the season. It's go mode. Everybody, you know, one last push.
Yeah. So, yeah, Sam has it. 2023 playoff streams. Wild card. Tuesday, October 3rd, Jake, Jimmy, Joe's.
Wow.
Wednesday, October 4th, Jake, Joe's, Jolly. Thursday, October 5th, Jake, Jolly, Kenobio. So, yeah, and then it's all planned out. The division series, the championship series, the World Series. And I'm not in a lot of these because I am trying to... crush like breakdowns, and I wasn't in all of them last year, but I want to be around. I just have to figure out my schedule then, because if I'm missing dinner and bedtime with the kids, then I have to be available for like the morning and afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But we also record every morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So it's a tough, and then I want to do like a ton of like videos and breakdowns. So I have to figure that out, and I'm going, you have to figure that out. But yeah, that's organized nicely, Sam. We'll be live. I think there's going to be one days or so that we're like take off, but for the most part, it'll be live.
Yeah.
Those are awesome community building. The people that are in the live chat with us all the time. It's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. Those are the best. Like there's things that last over years, like memories of, you know,
yeah.
Last year we ordered the milkshakes and everybody got upset. Stuff
I'll
like
order
that.
Ice cream for people. That's kind of my role.
No, that's so. Not what I said. I
Who
said
ordered milkshakes?
Zach and I.
Oh.
Didn't even offer them to the creators.
Wow. Well, I ordered ice cream for everyone.
I know. It's more polite than what Zach and I did. I'll admit that.
But we might be doing some cash out gambling this time around, especially the wild card. There's a lot of games going on with me, Jake, and Joe's. So those early streams should be like, all right. Those should be a lot of
fun. Oh, yeah. I want to be here because I want in on the cash out.
We just did a bunch of cash out when we were the Yankees game. We all lost.
Oh, when you were in that there.
Yeah. The Diamondbacks Yankees game in the live stream lounge. It was a Monday day game with no one in the audience.
There was more people watching the live lounge than in the stadium.
Yeah, it was close. We all bet on the Yankees to lose.
Oh.
It was like plus 1,300, and we figured Clay Holmes is going to give up a base runner, and then we'd all cash out.
Right.
But he didn't. He threw like all sliders, so lost money. Yeah, that was a bummer.
That just naturally kind of happened, right? People kind of flocked to the live stream lounge with that game.
Yeah, it was a weird Yankees Monday day game, like later in the afternoon too.
Yeah, rainy, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot of people were in the office to begin with because there's a lot of warehouse stuff going on.
Yeah.
In the Yanks vein, next week is the last Boone episode, right?
Yeah, we have one more left after the season wraps.
First of all, do you have any plans of like, oh, here's something special, Boone?
No. Well, I told the, not for him. Funny if we showed him, but I don't think the tech works good enough to do that. I told the, I wanted the social team to make like a, another turning point, fork stuck in the road,
yeah,
montage of just like him yelling at us and then like some laughs,
oh my God,
crisscross applesauce, like all the big moments from it.
Yeah.
And good quotes we've gotten from it.
Right.
So I think they're working on that, but then there's copyright. So I said, maybe we have like someone play the song and Jake and I sing it.
Oh, okay. But there's no plan to like change the episode for him.
No. If something like that comes up, that would usually be Jake and I the night or two nights before come up with a theme or something.
Yeah. I mean, you guys said it after yesterday's episode ended, but that one felt like the best in a while. And it's, I guess it's because they're out, so it's more
We've
lax.
We've been having fun.
Yeah.
I thought that one felt like the best because there was also some actual like good combos of
there was
learning as well as just goofiness. He shit-talked the Red Sox, so.
Yeah, that was nice.
Did we post that?
Yeah.
Did Red Sox fans get mad?
Don't read those comments.
Me neither.
So then what does that mean, like, future-wise? Do you plan on, hey, this is the last episode, and when the postseason ends, let's have a conversation of what next year looks like?
I don't know when it would happen. I'd have to look at, talk to, like, you know, Courtney and Tony on our end to see if it's worthwhile to do it again, if we want to do it again, if we want to change the pitch at all, if we think it'll be good. It was obviously very worthwhile in the end. It got really tough when the Yankees were bad and you just were like not enjoying it, but it was super worthwhile. I mean, I think we said this last week, talking Yanks had the best couple months ever while they sucked. And I think that's because we had access to Boone. We started being silly again. I don't know. Other teams coming and licking tears. I don't know. But Boone definitely had a big part of that. And just like people use the quotes, it kind of changed it. So I'm interested in running it back, but I don't know at what point or what price. And like the other guys, like if ESPN Radio or WFN, like, all of a sudden realize they want back in and we get into a bidding war. Like, we're not going to really do that.
Yeah. That makes sense. He's just so good on mic. Like, his personality is perfect for it.
Yes. He's very, like, he's a charismatic dude. He did
TV
broadcast. And like, he also grew up in baseball. When he was getting lumped in with all like the new managers that like didn't have experience and like weren't old school baseball guys, and he kind of snapped. I think it was last offseason. He was like, I'm not an old school baseball guy. My grandpa was a manager. My dad was a manager. Like, I grew up in this game. I'm not like some like young coach that just is like learning and analytic wired. And it was like, oh yeah, this is true. You're right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's very likable. I just wish the Yankees were good, and I wish like the team was better.
Yeah. Super hypothetical question. In 10 years after he wins 5 World Series and he's done, is that like something like, oh yeah, let's make a Boone podcast?
No.
What?
I don't think he'd carry a show. I mean, if he wanted to like be a friend and do guest stuff, and I don't know how much is a, you say 5 World Series?
Yeah.
Probably not, no. I'd probably find a different lane.
6 World Series? 6 World Series in 10 years.
He'd have to like be A-Rod hungry to like really keep his image out there or something.
Yeah, I feel like he would.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Well, if he wins 7 World Series in the next 10 years, we'll have that conversation.
Okay.
Speaking of milestones, you mentioned it very quickly. JM Football reached 10K. That was exciting. We know we're in week 3 or just we're through week 3 of the NFL season, and that channel has gained, you know, an average of 1,000 new subscribers a week. That's just nice to see. I know we're not super worried about the numbers there this year.
Yeah, but it's nice to get like, you know, little rewards along the way for the guys that are and girls that are putting in the work.
Yeah.
And it's been so evident. Like, it's been a real big, nice push, I feel like, that people are doing this. Although I'm doing the fan breakdowns. Mm-hmm. And I got myself into a real pickle doing these. And I want to do them, but they might be the most amount of work I've ever put into anything.
Yes.
So they got to be worthwhile in the end.
I mean, you showed me the timeline yesterday. I couldn't even see the cuts. It just looked like a colored blob because there were so many cuts. And for those that are wondering, that's just you're recording games, putting them in Premiere, and then cutting every time the NFL camera cuts, right?
That's like the prepping of it, yeah.
Yeah, that
prep. So on Monday, I came in, I get in early. I have three computers. I'm like doing my work on one computer, and then I'm using two others. No, I have four things in progress. Doing my work on one computer, and then on two computers, I'm recording games. So they're just running. You have to record in the same speed of a game. So like they're like without commercials, they're like, you know, 2.5 hours or 2 hours. And I'm just not doing full games, doing like mostly like second half or big plays. And then I have a fourth computer that once I have it, those file sizes are huge. So I need to downgrade the file size, which takes a while. And then once I have the file downgraded, then I put it in Premiere. And then I'm running a program on Premiere that, yeah, it detects when they change the camera cut, and then it makes a cut.
Mm.
So I did that for 10 games. So
Does it get it wrong ever?
It doesn't pick up, like, replay transitions. So then that makes it much easier for me to delete, like, giant sections of commercials because I can see all the tiny little cuts and I don't have to, like, cut it as I go. But, yeah, that's all of Monday and half of Tuesday. And then yesterday I started kind of, like, watching it to look for, like, people in the crowd or weird instances. I still have to do more of that. It takes a while. It's kind of on my to-do list today. Yesterday I got three breakdowns done and a short breakdown. And other shit, obviously. But
we're
today,
binging.
What?
We're binging today.
Yeah, we're doing GeoGuessr today, right? Yeah, so the NFL breakdown is like, how did the last one do? Did it do anything?
The first one was over 100, right?
Yeah, so this last one did better. 271,000.
Whoa, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thumbnail help. See, the first thumbnail I botched a little bit.
I wouldn't say you botched it. We learned.
We learned. Yes. One topic thumbnail is better than multiple topic thumbnails.
Yeah. Not a lot of new viewers, though. So it's not like getting into the NFL space.
Mm.
But, like, have they started posting those as shorts on socials?
Unsure.
Because that's where we get big wins.
Yes.
I'm going to keep doing them because we're committed to kind of growing the JM, and they're like good advertisement for the JM football channel.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Jolly's video with me, Jake, and Joe's on the couch yesterday where we're doing the home run leaders?
No, I did not.
Oh, you'll really enjoy it.
I plan on watching it. That's, yeah. I like that series.
Sorensen edited that?
Yes.
What? That probably was hell for him.
Why? What? I didn't watch it, so.
It's just me and Jake putting Joe's in torture chamber.
Oh, he liked it.
What?
He probably liked it.
Probably liked it. He edited it like he loved it.
Mm.
But like it's, it's really funny. The ending is funny. Joe snaps on Jolly.
Oh, okay. I will be watching. I will be. Yeah. I will. Quick, just to mention milestones. This is a risky thing to say because they haven't reached it yet. 199,000 subscribers for We Got Ice.
Oh.
It hit it 199 2 days ago and has yet to go to 200. Both Jack and Zoe predicted it will happen today.
Okay. Where's that today?
Well, it's scary. We can only see 199. Yesterday it was 199,200. So it's got to be. They put out a video on Monday.
I watched it with Nikki.
It was good.
What's that website?
Social Blade. It only says one night. You'd have to go ask them because we don't have the back end.
Oh.
You can only see it in the back end.
We used to, or someone has the back end, right?
They do. I'm not logged into We Got Ice.
Oh, maybe sales or someone does.
Oh.
We Got Ice. Subscribers, 199. Live subscriber count, 199,000.
Yeah, so maybe they lost subscribers, and that is correct. But if you're listening to this and aren't subscribed to We Got Ice, go subscribe.
When they're nearing 200,000, you got to tell Joe's, because he always unsubscribes and then subscribes.
He's always the milestone subscriber. Yeah. He was number 10,000 on JM Football yesterday.
It's good for him. You know, you gotta enjoy something, I guess.
Yeah, you do. We've spoken about it a little bit, watching JM Baseball, watching We Got Ice. Nasty Nation said, do you have any other YouTube channels you watch to keep up on the modern state of YouTube? Do you watch YouTube?
Well, I watch YouTube, but I don't, in the modern state of YouTube, I don't know what that means.
Like, that's like a Colin and Samir. Like, do you watch them?
No.
Do you watch any channels like that?
No.
What other channels do you watch? Anything?
I watch...
Miss Rebecca. What is Miss Rachel?
Mrs. Rachel. I don't watch her anymore. We're on to Chuggington.
That's on YouTube?
Chuggington. No, it's on Hulu.
Chugging. Yeah.
2-2-10. 2-10.
I know. 2-10. That was James da, and da. I at Billy's.
2-2-10. Da-da. Da-da. 2-10. 2-10. Da-da. 2-10. Watching baseball,
James. That was James for anybody.
That was my son, James. Right. I'm going to my YouTube channel and subscriptions, which I use. Mostly subscribe to JM Baseball. Do you want to hear the accounts that I'm subscribed to that aren't JM Baseball?
Yes.
Where would I find just like an account? Like, they should just list accounts you're subscribed to. Manage?
Your phone has it.
Well, there's a lot of early...
Yes.
There's a lot of early subscriptions that are...
defunct.
They're just musicians that I liked.
Okay.
JM Baseball, JM Clips, JM Entertainment, JM Football, JM Gaming, Joe's McFly, Jolly Olive, John Boy Jake TV, John Boy Media, John Boy Breakdown Shorts, Jomez Pro, because we've done stuff with them, and Disc Golf. Lawrence, because we've done stuff with them, Last from the Past. Michael Palmisano, although I only tune in when he does his music, when he does reviews and teaches people to play guitar, but I don't know how to play guitar, but I find it interesting.
Okay.
But I only do him when he does like bands I like. I'm subscribed to Miss Rachel. I can unsubscribe from that.
Sorry, Miss Rachel.
On the Bench, Oli and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
They're funny. Pavel, you'll meet him soon. Shea Station, Steve Dangle, Talking Baseball, Talking Giants, Talking Yanks. The Great Cricketer. That's my most watched channel that isn't
JM.
JM, yeah. Their cricket podcast. And they're doing World Cup previews soon, so I like that. Warehouse Games, Tone the Slab, Wake and Jake, We Got Ice, Yankees Ave.
Nice.
So I don't really watch subscriptions a lot.
Yeah, no.
I get caught up in the comedy world YouTube a lot. Like the Theo Vaughn and the Bert Kreischer and the
Joe Rogan
and Shane Gillis. Like, I don't know how much I enjoy it, but I haven't muted that from my stuff.
Like, it just comes up, so you click it.
Yeah, well, Shane Gillis is really funny. And I like Theo, but I don't like watch their podcast in full. It's like the clips and the segments. And
do you watch Joe Rogan at all?
Just clips if they come up.
That's like same for me. I don't watch the full podcast. I watch the clips, and it's good if I can't go to sleep. They normally talk about stuff that's like a little too hard to understand. So yeah. Then it just puts me to sleep.
The only podcast that I tune into full episodes is the Take Your Shoes Off with Rick Glassman, but I don't think watched a full one in full.
Yeah.
If it's someone I'm interested in, I'll go like watch the full one. Other than that, no. A lot of music, like a lot of artists I like, I'll usually search live new and just see if there's new live performances out.
Interesting. I do that a lot. Okay.
I used to watch Battlefield reenactments.
Oh, wow.
When I would be really high. But since having kids, I don't like get super stoned at night anymore. Mm. But yeah, if I was like gummied up, I'd watch... like the Civil War battle.
Yeah.
Or there's one on how Washington helped defeat the American Revolution and like the fucking path he took up to New York, like, you know, just like successfully surrendering the whole time across the Fort Lee and shit. I used to love those. State of YouTube stuff? No, I don't watch those.
Two more questions that I definitely wanted to hit on before we had to get out of here.
I get caught up in shorts a lot. Like right now.
Yeah, see.
Right now, Carlo and Sarah, they're a couple. He's Italian. 821 subscribers. Good for them.
Is it like the Italian guy? Like he's from Italy?
From Italy. Don't break the pasta.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're all over my feed and I like them, but I don't like them as much as the algorithm's giving them to me. That happens a lot where eventually I'm like, sorry guys, the algorithm's ruining you. And then I got to mute them. And I hate that because I hope that doesn't happen to us, but
yeah.
I don't know. The shorts is crazy. The algorithm is crazy. If you watch one thing all the way through, then you're going to get it in two swipes.
Yes. The YouTube algorithm, I mean, I don't have TikTok, but the YouTube algorithm definitely like that.
There's this, here, she's right here on my feed. She, what's her name? I'll give her Michaela underscore Matt. Michaela Matthews. She's a mother of three, and she titles all of her videos. She says, you know, for the millionaire's kid that I nanny, I nanny this millionaire's kids and he buys me gifts. That's how she presents. It's just her husband and her kids. Hmm. It's clearly a joke, but people are really dumb on the whole entire world. And all the comments are like, she's lying. Those are her kids. She's not nannying. It's her husband. And like, it's not for me, but that pissing off the comments is for me. Like I like going and reading that. And I'm just like, you idiots.
Yeah.
Recently, she put in a video like, it's a joke. And I'm like, come on.
Right. The thing with YouTube shorts that none of the other Instagram, TikTok, I don't think they do, is if you go to your like watch history, they just bunch. It says like YouTube shorts, 40. It's like, oh, shit, I just watched 40? Like, how did I get in that?
Oh, my goodness. They have do watch history?
Yeah.
Can I do that on like...
You could go to...
Is it just on the phone?
No, go to
library.
Oh no, history on the far left. History, but if you don't,
I don't have that. Oh, I had to toggle down. Okay, history.
But it has to be the account you're logged into on your phone.
Yeah, it should be the same.
All right, mine's different. It's like work computer.
I got into a big. I get Maddie Smith from Wild N Out. She's like does like witty insults on Wild N Out. I got into that the other night. It's like a one night thing. I'm kind of like a one night YouTuber guy.
Like this section of shorts is what I watched all in one thing without swiping away. I was like, oh my God, like come on.
Well, this morning I gave Claire a bottle at 3:30 and then I was just laying in bed swiping on shorts over and over and over again for a long time. So I don't even want to know that.
Oh my, this was a really long. Yeah. See, it's bad.
Bad. Okay.
Okay, the two questions that I wanted to hit on for sure before we got out of here. King's Gambit 1556. What is the thought behind the channel section on YouTube? Basically, he like uses, you know, on YouTube channels, you have the channels section and you could fill it with your other channels. He says, like, am I crazy? Am I the only one that uses that section to navigate YouTube? And because of that, I noticed like we don't have all of our channels on every other channel. He's wondering what the thought process was there. Or am I the only one stupid enough to use those channel links to browse?
If I go to our channel, where do I find this area he's talking about?
Depends what channel you're on. But like go
to our main channel.
Okay. Go. Let me see.
But I'm not on the phone.
No, it's not just on the phone. But if you, this channel might not have it. So if you, oh, right here, featured channels, home featured channels.
Oh, I'm not on home. I'm on, I was on shorts. Featured channels. Oh, okay.
There's also a channels tab where you could see it all at once. Now, our main channel is good at linking almost all of the other channels. Like at a quick glance, I'm not seeing many channels on here that were missing. But if you go to, like, I think I looked at Talking Yanks the other day. Talking Yanks channels, the featured channels is only four. Main, Talking Baseball, Laughs from the Past, JJTV. He was asking, what is the, like, thought process there? I think it's just because it's out of date.
I don't think we've paid it. I don't, yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen that section or used that section. It's wise to update that across the board. I don't know whose that falls under.
No, that's, I literally, reading this comment, I was like, oh, I'm going to go do that. So, King's Gambit, valid point.
Yeah. It's very cool seeing these subscriber numbers. Like, JM Baseball, 134. Warehouse Games, 227. Talking Baseball's got to get to 100. This is so new. Like, because when I, me and Jake had a lot of thoughts about this. I don't know if you were here then. Remember, Luke was part of it. I like how to handle the YouTube, because in 2020, everything went on main and it kind of killed everything.
Yeah.
And we didn't get like a big subscriber bump because we were going live every morning. We were posting like everything.
Yep.
And I was also, I was saying like, we need to start others and have multiple that are good. And we were had 700,000 on the main channel at that point. And we just started the Talking Baseball one. So I had like 4,000 followers, subscribers. Yep. And I remember saying to Jake, like, I showed him, Barstool, like Barstool had, you know, million followers, or they didn't have a million yet on their main. And then I said, like, look at Part of My Take. They were at like 130 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
This was a while ago. And they had just started getting into YouTube. And I was like, this is what we need to build, multiple channels that have views. And he kind of looked at me like, I don't know if we're ever going to get these other shows there. And I was like, yeah, like we have to, that's the plan. So very rewarding looking at some of these numbers now. Like once Talking Baseball gets to 100K.
Yeah.
Then we have JM Baseball, Warehouse Games, Talking Baseball. Like, we got Ice.
Yep.
Affiliated channel. Jolly's got to get up there.
His goal is the end of the year, 100K. Said it on his last video.
It's nice how many we have that are over 10. Wake and Jake's at 13. This channel's at 11.9. Hey, we've been going toe-to-toe with Wake and Jake. They did a big bump.
Yeah, no, we were. And then they've passed us pretty handily. Passed us
shit.
Yeah.
So that's nice. I need to get John Boy Jake TV back, and that is going again. We should just start saying subscribe again. And we need to get, if it's possible, we need to get Talking Yanks to get more subscribers. Because it's crazy if like all these others have the plaque and shit.
Yeah, I know.
Talking Yanks doesn't.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's the most listened to podcast of the year, and it's not. It's going to be the last one with a plaque.
Yeah.
There's a very good chance JJTV passes Talking Yanks.
Yeah. Depends how good our GeoGuessr session is today.
We'll step it up. I think that I'm going to save the JM Entertainment conversation for another time.
Okay.
So if people have thoughts of what you want to see, feel free to comment those below and ask some questions for next time. I'd have a 10 o'clock meeting to run. So I don't want to pigeonhole us
podcast to run
into 12 minute JM Entertainment conversation. Okay. But, a question I did want to hit on was from Zalman. He said, your office has a nice clean culture as opposed to some of the other sports networks or companies. To what do you attribute that? Is it a conscious decision or is it just the way it turned out?
I think we wanted it to be clean.
Are you talking about like the physical office is clean?
I think that's what they're talking about, right?
I thought they were saying we have a good vibe.
Oh.
You think that this guy said your physical office is clean?
Yeah.
I really don't think
that. What do you say it again?
Your office has a nice clean culture as opposed to some of the other sports
culture,
networks.
I guess.
Right.
Well, that's one of our rules. Asshole, stand out.
That is a rule.
Be nice.
Don't be an asshole. But I also just think that it was...
Just be cool.
Yeah, that's part of it. But I think it was like natural. Like, you know, when we brought my year of people into the Bronx, the culture was kind, good vibes, and we like matched.
Yeah.
And the next year, match.
That's kind of naturally who Jake and I are. We're non-confrontational.
Yeah.
And like, it's almost, you know, you could get complimented for being like very like open and accepting of like whoever, but I think it's actually like don't care.
Mm-hmm.
People care too much about things, about like other people's personal lives or whatever. Where it's just like whatever, don't care.
Yeah,
not of interest to me. So I don't know. But you know, the office is also clean.
Yeah,
compared to other offices, desks get untidy, but for the most part, you look at some other offices, they're gross.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I don't have that much experience.
Oh, it's a yawn and a stretch for those just listening.
For those on the podcast apps.
Okay.
All right.
Good meeting. We'll save the other stuff for later. Yeah. I gotta go do some stuff and things and stuff and things and stuff. Subscribe to the channel. We Wake and Jake's kicking our butt.
Yeah, subscribe. We need to catch up to Wake and Jake and come to Billy's. Bye.
Bye.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.